Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
The annual gridlock and tight security as world leaders descend on the Big Apple for the annual week of speeches and meetings at the United Nations. Those will include President Biden. Let's get more live from our Glenn Chuck.
Yes, good morning. Mr. Biden, in fact, arriving in the city later today, and then will be speaking tomorrow at the UN among 130 presidents, prime ministers, and other world leaders. Of course, also protests are going to be happening. It could be quite a few with the wars in the Middle East and Ukraine. And here's the message from NYPD's Chief of Patrol, John Schell.
Why you protest if you think you're going to damage property, light flares, disrupt our community, take our streets? We're going to do everything in our power as the largest police department in this nation to put you behind bars.
Now, with all this security, I had trouble even finding a parking spot here on the east side this morning. I spoke with Jimmy Pelley, a limo driver, preparing for a stressful week trying to maneuver.
That is very frustrating. That's a very frustrating part of working in Manhattan, and especially on a week like this with all the closures, and you don't know when they're coming, right? The convoys are coming at whatever moment. So it's a tough week to make money.
Yeah, in fact, even walking around many of these streets this week, it's going to be tough. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, live here near the UN.
Another higher up in the Adams administration has his home raided by the feds. This time, his brand new top cop in what may be a classified documents case.
And so now the plot thickens. Thomas Donlan has been interim NYPD commissioner for only a week, and he issued this statement Saturday night. Federal authorities executed search warrants at my residence and took materials that came into my possession 20 years ago and are unrelated to my work with the New York City Police Department. The New York Post and Channel 4 both say he took classified documents while he was with the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. At a news conference when he was first introduced to the public, Donlan spoke about his connections.
I know these agencies that we will be working with, the very talented people working in their agency.
Regarding this new development, the mayor has said only he expects everyone to cooperate with investigators. Carol DiIorio, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
232 East 95th Street was not the place to be Sunday afternoon. That's where police say an argument between two men escalated when they both pulled out knives. One is dead, the other hospitalized in serious but stable condition with lacerations all over his body. It's unclear who instigated the fight, and so far no charges against the lone survivor. A fight on a city bus in the Bronx ended Sunday with a teen getting shot. It was around 4:30 when police say the 15-year-old was arguing with somebody else on the bus at East 168th Street and Park Avenue in Morrisania. Both got off, and that's when the shots were fired. The teen is expected to recover. The shooter has yet to be caught. Then, at around 10 last night, an argument on a bus ended with a stabbing. That was on a BX-12 up in Inwood, where a 23-year-old man was stabbed multiple times in the abdomen and back of his neck. He's in stable condition. The attacker remains at large. Another case of a lithium-ion battery catching fire, this time one in a phone charger in an apartment on the Upper West Side at 60th Street and West End Avenue. A woman and her child were both hurt. They are in the hospital. So do you and your spouse argue about money? That is not unusual. But what if they're an out-of-control spender or even worse, a financial abuser? New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer is introducing a bill in Washington that could help protect you.
People are in relationships and their spouse or significant other racks up major credit card debt or takes out loans that they're not aware of. And what happens is their significant other gets stuck after what they've done to them. They can't get out of the relationship.
So his plan?
Launching new bipartisan legislation with my colleague, Republican Aaron Houchin from Indiana, to create an interagency task force on financial abuse to deal with these issues, and an all-hands-on-deck solution to help deal with this coerced debt.
Well, the Center for Financial Security says 99% of domestic abuse survivors experience some form of economic control by their partner, with the average person having access to an average of just $289. 1010 Winds Sports. The Yankees' magic number is down to 1. The Mets are still up 2, and the Giants were able to avoid going 0-3.
Yes, Susan, Aaron Judge's 55th home run lifted the Yanks to a 7-4 win in Oakland, and the captain talked to Yes about coming home with a chance to clinch the division tomorrow against Baltimore.
We're all excited. You know, we knew you know, it was kind of coming down to the wire here. And, you know, like I've been saying the past couple of weeks, you know, we just ought to take care of our business.
Meantime, when Edwin Diaz struck out Cody Clemens last night at Citi Field on Odyssey Mets Radio.
The Mets have taken 3 out of 4 from the Philadelphia Phillies. They have tied the Arizona Diamondbacks for the second wild card spot in the National League. And they will go to Atlanta with a 2-game lead over the Braves for a 3-game series beginning on Tuesday night.
Holding on for a 2-1 win, and the Giants, after falling behind just 11 seconds in, beat the Browns in Cleveland 21-15. Mark Renee, 1010 Win Sports on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.